Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, October the 11th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. The big news that came in after market hours yesterday was the much-awaited TCS results. And the best news from TCS was there was no negative news. On the contrary, the company beat earnings forecast on the back of rise in operating margins, which was totally unexpected, a 90 bips increase in operating margins to 24%, which was a very welcome move because it's coming after several quarters of declining margins. Revenue numbers were also in line with expectations, growing 4.83% on a sequential basis. Consolidated profit, obviously because of the rise in operating margin, grew at 9.93% sequentially. And not just that, the narrative from the management was positive. CEO Rajesh Gopinathan struck a rather optimistic note with a hint of caution, stating that we see demand momentum across all markets, but the environment remains challenging and requires all of us to remain vigilant. Let's now take a closer look at the numbers beyond the headlines. Order book for the quarter came in at $8.1 billion, mildly lower than last quarter, but pretty much in line with their estimated range of $7 to $9 billion. You could interpret this number as evidence that there is really no pressure on business because order book has been maintained, but that would be faulty because conversations about order for the next fiscal will happen only 3 to 6 months down the line, and those conversations, the management said, have still not started. So one cannot really read too much into those order book numbers. Net additions in employees during the quarter stood at 9,840 employees, which was on the lower side compared to the 14,000 number in Q1 and an average 25,000 that they added for the entire FY22. To me, this certainly hints a note of caution, because when the economic landscape is changing, you want to remain light while keep the levers available to step up growth if required. Another way to look at it is that this could be a result of the fact that attrition that has been a bugbear for the industry and TCS too is now peaking out. Last quarter, attrition for TCS stood at 21.5% compared to 19.7% in the past quarter. But the management said that might be the peak. In fact, Milind Lakkad, Chief HR Officer of TCS, said, "We believe our quarterly annualized attrition has peaked in Q2 and should see it taper down from this point while compensation expectations of experienced professionals moderate." This means there is no urgency for the company to really add at a furious pace, and it can step up hiring whenever required. So when the order book is flat and new hires is lower, how do we really read into the confidence expressed by the management? I would think the main reason for their optimism is their confidence in their own value proposition. In fact, the fact that TCS is now in a strong position to exploit its scale and efficiencies to not just maintain its fair share of business, but actually gain unfairly by snatching business from smaller rivals if the economic environment were to deteriorate. That is one reason I would think for their confidence. Second is, if indeed recession strikes and revenues are hit, TCS may still be able to deliver on earnings growth by exploiting some of the levers, especially lower employee costs, higher utilization, and so on. In fact, the company CFO also did mention that they would focus on getting the operating margin back to 25%, and that would really be a priority. Well, it seemed like the market had already got a whiff of the positive results yesterday, and we saw strong momentum in IT stocks, and TCS was right up there with a gain of 1.5%. So far this year, the street has been quite skeptical about the tech sector, and not without reason. One is that valuations had already moved on to the higher side post-COVID because of the robust growth following the pandemic, as most companies invested in digital transformation. But fears of recession and the consequent impact on IT spend has taken the zing out of IT stocks. So since the beginning of this year, if you see, the Nifty index has already lost about 27% and TCS has lost about 18%. So does this really set a positive tone for the IT sector as a whole? Well, I don't think so. I would think the TCS story should neither be interpreted as the voice of the industry, nor should it be seen as a positive narrative for earnings out and out. Like I said, TCS is definitely uniquely poised to gain market share even if economic conditions kind of deteriorate. But that is not to say that there will not be any moderation in revenues. If a recession were to actually materialize, one would easily imagine that spends will be cut. Even though bulls usually take refuge in the story that India software services is on a structural uptrend and tech spends will only go up, business is never in such straight line. So it would be natural to expect that some moderation in growth will happen going forward. Yes, definitely so far the growth story has been very strong. Earlier this month, even Accenture reported very strong quarterly results. Tech consulting firm Gartner maintains that 8.5% increase in spends for FY23 will materialize. And so far, the manufacturing sector in the US does continue to see expansion, like Gopinathan also pointed out. But the situation is dynamic and evolving. And a very important thing to remember here is that we often look at hints of a slowdown from the companies and earnings estimates. But usually, both earnings and earnings estimates are lag indicators. Past experience shows us that slash in earnings and analyst downgrades actually follow recessionary trends and not the other way around. In the past recessions, if you see, for example, in 2008, you actually saw nearly 8 to 40% cut in EPS estimates when the US economy hit the speed breaker, but we have not really seen those kind of earnings cuts yet here. Now, the other thing to remember is also that when earnings moderate, usually even multiples tend to compress, which creates greater level of negativity in the stock. Overall, I would therefore think that the market will continue to be kind of cautious about IT. While stocks have come off, I still do not think they are terribly cheap to warrant entry in the face of uncertainty. For example, TCS still trades at 24 times FY24 earnings and Infy trades at 21 times earnings. Not terribly expensive for sure, but they are not terribly cheap either. Meanwhile, the US market continues to be fragile. Last night, the S&P 500 closed about 0.75% lower and the dollar index rose about 0.36%. Gold suffered a loss of 2% and crude retreated after 5 consecutive days of gains. Nothing new to add, it's the same old story. So stay cautious, have a great trading day, and catch you same time tomorrow morning.